Welcome to our class on Chassidus. We're going to be learning a beautiful Chassidic discourse in the Rebbe. The name of the Chassidic discourse is called Oz Yosher Yisrael. The Rebbe said this Chassidic discourse on Shabbos Parshas Chukas and Bullock. That year was the 12th day of the month of Tammuz, in the year Tavshin Lamed Hei, 50 years ago. So again, the Chassidic discourse is based on the verse in this week's Torah portion where it says, Oz Yosher Yisrael, then the Jewish people sang Es HaShira Zois, this song, Ali Be'er Enula. So the Rebbe explains the insight to the verse literally is that then the Jewish people sang songs. Why? For the miracle that happened for many people, for up to all the Jewish people. And the Rebbe says we know the tremendous quality and opportunity of singing song, and especially for miracles to happen. And as we know, the famous story, it says that Hashem wanted to make Chizkiyo the Messiah. And He did it. Why? Because Hashem provided a miracle, and He didn't stop, and He didn't sing and praise Hashem. So you see, singing and praising to Hashem, thanking Hashem for miracles, being grateful is very, very important. And so in Rashi explains, and also in different commentaries based on the verse, that the praising Hashem, the song, wasn't for the essence of the miracle of the well of Miriam, because the fact is the well happened in the beginning of the 40 years of the Jewish people in the desert, and the song didn't happen until the end of the 40 years. But the song was on the specific miracle of that the Jewish people were saved that was revealed through the well. But there's still, we have to understand, the fact is there's many miracles that the Jewish people had. For example, the war with Amalek. So what is so revolutionary about this specific miracle with the well? Now, literally, you can say that the revolutionary idea in the miracle is of the well compared to the miracle of Amalek, is that the war with Amalek, that was before the Torah was given. And the miracle of the well was after the Torah was given. But the question then is, what is it? What is the power of this miracle? So Rebbe explains like this. Rebbe says, we know that the whole world was created for the Jewish people and for the Torah. So in other words, so since the whole world was created for the Jewish people and for the Torah, so anything that exists in the Torah exists in the Jewish people. So if there's a well that we're talking about, every Jew has a well. And like we know, that Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people, and the source of the souls of the Jewish people, are actually called a well. Like it says, Mayim Ganim Be'er Mayim Chayim V'Noizlim Milvonoi. So you see that they're compared to the idea of well. In other words, there's a spring of a gan, a well of water, and it flows down from the Lebanon. What does that mean? The Rebbe explains like this. In this verse, he explains the whole Seder Hishtalshus, the way things flow down from one world to the next, through the spheres of what? Of the souls of the Jewish people. In other words, that in the beginning of the journey, the Jewish people come from the Mayim Ganim, from the spring of Gan. What is the Ganim? What is the garden? The Gan is referring to Gan Eden Elyon, the higher garden and the lower garden. So we all start from the higher garden and the lower garden. And like we know, in specifically, it's more in detail, that there's many, the Rebbe says the term Bli Gvul, no limit of levels in the Garden of Eden itself. But generally speaking, it's divided between Gan Eden, the Elyon, the higher level, the higher garden, and the lower garden. In other words, the soul basically started out where? In Gan Eden, the Garden of Eden. And like the verse says, Chai Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Asher Madati Lefanav, I stood in front of you. In other words, when the Jewish people are in the first level, the highest level, Gan Eden, the Elyon, Amadati, we're standing there, and standing there with bittul, with acceptance. That's the first. Then the soul goes down lower. And what's the second level? Be'er Mayim Chayim. A well of living water. In other words, we know a well, where does a well flow? It flows underneath the earth. But even when it flows underneath the earth, it's called living water. Why? Because it's in a level of acceptance, and it's standing that it had before, like the verses Chai Hashem that I stood. But nevertheless, when it comes down to the slower level, it actually gets an upgraded to a higher level. And that's why we say that neshama shenasatabi, the soul that you gave me to Hayri, it's pure. Atavarosa. In other words, what does that mean? That before the soul came down to be a metzias, to be an existence in the worlds of Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, like the verse says, Barasa, Yitzarta, Nefachta. So before that, it was in the level of Tahira, purity, which is the world of Atzilut. The world of Atzilut, there's no bad, there's no evil, there's nothing negative in there. But nevertheless, what does it say? But Nahar Yoytzim Eden, the stream comes out from Eden to go ahead and give nourishment to the garden, and from there it spreads out and to the four levels. So the same thing also the soul, it afterwards it goes down and it spreads out up to the point that it's possible that there's going to be more of the way it's spread out than from the original flow. And that's the be'er, the well, that happens specifically. When does it become well? When the water goes through the veins of the earth, and it pierces through the earth. And specifically when it goes through the earth, it becomes pure water, and it becomes sweet water. And up to the point it actually can purify from any impurity, and even from the worst impurities. And that's why Chazal tell us, that in everything that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, it's impurity and impurity. When he came to the Torah portion where it says, Emor el kohanim, speak to the priests. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, if they become impure, how do they become pure? He didn't answer him. And Moshe Rabbeinu was, wow, he was cringing. In other words, the purity comes through living waters. Like it says clearly, V'nasan olav mayim chayim al keli. You put living waters on the vessel. You know, when you take the water, living water, together with the earth, you're able to purify even the worst impurities. And the same thing also with a soul. That's just like the water, when it goes through the earth, it's able to purify anything. The same thing also the soul, that when it comes down into this physical world, in the lowest levels, it's able to go elevated to the highest levels, and it even goes higher than the original level it started of Tahirihi, and it can even go to the level of what? Mayim, for Mayim Ganim. So in other words, you start up high, and you go down low, but specifically through the low, you can reach the higher than even where you started from. Service is 1 second. We have to understand it. How is it possible that a soul, by going down, and down we don't mean physically down, we mean to places of darkness, places of concealment, it will have an upgrade from before it started. Let's say it starts here on a high level, goes to the lowest level, and it's going to be an upgrade to higher than before. But because the fact is, before it started its journey, the soul was in the level of Torah, it's pure. Like we say, it's called the level of Tehira Ilah, the highest level of purity. Not only that, Chazal tell us that the thought of the Jewish people come before anything. So how is it possible that it's going to get elevated by coming down to the lowest level? And Rebbe explains very simple. Because we know that the ultimate reason why Hashem created the world and all these different levels of one world, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya, and all the Sfirot, etc. Because, like the Zohar says, Nis'ava HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liyos Loyos Baruch Dir Betatoinim. Hashem had a desire, a burning desire. It comes from the deepest place of Hashem. He wanted a dwelling place down to this world. How does Hashem's dwelling place happen? That happens in this world, specifically in this world, in the lowest levels. And like it's explained in the Chassidic discourse from the Friedrich Rebbe, in the famous Chassidic discourse that he gave out for his Yahrzeit, in reference to where it says, Basi Lagani, I came to my garden, which means Lignuni, to my garden, with the place where Hashem was originally there. Because the main intent was Hashem wanted to be in a place where Hashem is where God's concealed. And like it says in the beginning of creation, we put him in the Garden of Eden, La'avda L'shamra. Because the main reason we're here is to observe mitzvot, we're not on a spiritual level, in this physical world. In the goal is to do mitzvahs in this world. And this was said to the first man, Adam Rishon, which is the creation Hashem created himself. And obviously it applies to every single Jewish person. And like we know that the Chazal tell us the reason why man was created alone, to teach us that every single person is like the first man, the first Adam Rishon. And therefore, what's our work in this world, in this physical world, for this thousands of years the world is created, and especially now in the time of exile? Because the fact is, the general world, after the sin, the primordial sin, is basically it's all exile. And literally, we're in physical exile, where it's very, very dark. And the work in this dark exile, and that will go ahead and complete the intent why Hashem created the world, which is connected to the essence of Hashem. And more specifically, what is it? Doing mitzvot, because the main thing is action. And like action, like sometimes we have to force ourselves to do it. Yes, sometimes the spiritual services is skafia. You have to practice restraint. You have to go ahead and do what Hashem wants you to do, even when you don't want to do it. Why is that? Because when the soul comes down to this world, we're able to reach what? The highest levels. And that's why it says, Mayin Ganim Be'er Mayim Cham Menozen Levani, which means that in the beginning, the soul was in the highest level, in the garden. And after it came down, it comes to the level of the Mayim Chayim, a well of living water. And how does that happen? It goes through the earth. And then you reach from Noizlin min Levanoin. And like it's explained in the Chassidic discourses, what does Levani mean? It's actually made up of two words, Lev Nun. What does that mean? The 32 strands of Chachma. So Lev is the 32 strands of Chachma. And Nun is the 50 gates of Bina. And higher is even Loivan Elyon, which is the white, high, pure level. And even the higher of a Noizlim, which is actually referring to the place of Mazel, which they all comes from. And that's why the verse afterwards says, Be'er, the well, Chafarua Sarim. What does that mean spiritually? So Sarim is referring to, who are the officers? It's referring to officers of the intellect that the soul has. Why? Because the main work in this world is Moyach Shalom Talev, that our mind should go ahead and rule over our heart, like the author explains in Tanya. Why? Because when do we get the terminology that we're an Adam, that we're a human being? Is when we behave that Moyach Shalom Talev. What leads our life is our intellect, not our emotions. Not only does it lead our life, but it actually rules and nullifies opposition of our life. And like it's understood, what it's explained in Tanya, it's like a servant that serves and Hashem, and you have someone that's trying to stop you. And when a person does, when you continue staying focused and serving Hashem, you nullify anything that's blocking it. And through the fact that we behave in a way of moyach, their intellect rules over our heart, and then obviously the good energy spreads out all over, and then what happens is, You dig and you reveal the essence of your soul. And like the Baal Shem Tov taught us, based on the verse where it says, Ki atem tiyu eretz chayfetz, you're going to be a land of a desire. What does that mean? That the Jewish people, they are like a land which Hashem desires, because we have tremendous, everyone has tremendous treasures that we dig deep and we reveal the treasures that we have. And when we reveal the treasures, we actually reveal the source of our soul. And that's why it says, Oz Yashri Yisrael. That's when the Jewish people sang Ali Be'er, elevate the Be'er, sing the song. The Be'er is referring to what? Not just the physical well, it's referring to the soul. And what does it mean, elevate the soul? It knows you to elevate the soul, which gets elevated by coming down to this world. And what is the idea of Enula? That's the place that we have the power from on high, and like, because as we know, because the fact is, even though we have a mission and we're strong, and we're going to use our mind over matter, but without Hashem's help, Enula, without Hashem's help, we're never going to be successful. And that's why we say Enula, and we say plural. Why? Like it's explained elsewhere, Hashem needs to help me. It knows help me, plural. Why? Because it's referring to the holy sparks which gets transformed when we do a mitzvah. So Hashem helps us, and the sparks that we elevate also help us as well. And by coming down into this world, we affect tremendous salvation. like it says in the verse, Poil Yeshuais Bekeretz Haaretz, in other words, which means that specifically when we come down into the earth and we come down into the place, to the lowest places, and we come down to the darkest places, that's how we're able to create the greatest blessings. In other words, what's the greatest blessing? The Yeshua, the salvation, the redemption. And then we're going to sing the song Shir Chadash in a male form, which means heavy energy, like it says in Psalms that we start the saying when there was said this discourse for the Baal HaGeula and for his Yom Haledus. What does it say in the Psalm? Mizmor Shir LaHashem Shir Chadash. We're going to sing a new song, and just like when his redemption, that not only he was redeemed, but Hashem redeemed everyone that loves Torah. And anyone that's even called a Jewish person. So same thing also, it's going to happen in the future with the coming of Mashiach, with the redemption, the true redemption, the complete redemption, that we're all going to sing the great song for Hashem. So here you have another beautiful Siddiq discourse about the real power that we have. Yes, on one hand, the soul was on high and it came down to this world, but specifically through this world, we can reach the highest levels, and by reaching the highest level, we'll transform the world, we'll have the coming of Mashiach, and our next class will be in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. Have a great and blessed week. Shavua Tov.